I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Your phone calls, they're welcome here. 844-967-2789. Real quick, New York Times. They're predicting it's coming our way next. As they write here, in the United States, plans for a demonstration by truckers similar to the one in Ottawa appear to be gaining momentum, aided by online supporters. The route and the timing of the demonstration, meant to protest pandemic restrictions in the United States, was set to be announced last night, said Brian Bracey, a trucker who is organizing the American effort. According to messages posted on social media, the route may start in Sacramento, California, and end in Washington, D.C. I didn't even have to read the press accounts to know that they plan to go shut down D.C. We all knew that, right? Yeah. But Mr. Bracey declined to comment on details of the convoy until an official announcement was made, and it's unclear how large any such convoy might be should it come to pass, but the anti-vaccine activists have started planning on popular forums on Facebook and Telegram, the messaging app. So the plans are being laid. They're going to put down the hammer and they're going to head to D.C. It's coming at some point. And this has been going on in Canada. If you haven't been watching the news, it's been going on now for a couple of weeks.
They're doing nothing. Nothing about it. They've contacted all the towing companies, but they're unwilling to go in there and put their names on this thing.
Suddenly it's a solidarity action.
Yeah.
Will not tow the truckers out. So they rev the motors all night and they honk the horns and they keep most of Ottawa, you know, just pissed. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. Welcome, Bill. The phones are working because you dialed us.
Great. Hey, you're absolutely right about them coming here, but a couple other things are going to happen. I think you're doing the right thing, but I'm already pinning it on the right-wing whack jobs. If they do can tilt the scales their way with the primaries and all the voting coming up, you can also count on Biden will be embroiled in an impeachment in no time at all.
No, they've already made public statements of that sort, and not just the Marjorie Taylor Greene's bill, but some of the more substantial Republicans in the House. Yeah, if Joe loses the midterms, if he loses the House, and through the redistricting, the gerrymandering, probably, you know, if it was even a coin flip kind of election, we're going to lose the House. Nancy ain't going to be the speaker. It might be Kevin McCarthy, or hell, Bill, it could be Donald Trump.
And then they're going to try and take total control. But I like your idea of kind of heading them off at the pass, especially with this trucker strike. No, we can't maybe physically stop them, but not saying we can't. There's always the guy that can see through the silver lining on a dark cloud like this. But to your point, I like it that you're out in front of them, pinning it on their shoulders, saying, okay, you're going to come into our country and shut down our supply lines. And then, if that isn't enough, you're going to throw a fake impeachment at them because you guys are too scared of what's going on with the January 6th commission. You're terrified of this. Your party's being self-destructive. They're split down the middle. They're infighting. They're eating their young. They're doing all kinds of crazy things because they've got to get a good diversion to get the heat off January 6th. Thanks for what you do and have a great day.
Well, thank you, Bill. I don't know that it's all red herring diversion. I think they feel like this is red meat for the base, Bill. You know, Republicans, they live to keep their base ginned up. Right-wing talk radio, we talk about it all the time here in the state of Wisconsin. 81 outlets, 235 hours per day. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to gin up the base. They're trying to create who you should hate, who you should blame it on. And people's, you know, general pandemic distress. I mean, we're all sick of it, man. I'm sick of wearing masks. I got a direct entry office. I can walk straight in my door and I'm not obligated to wear a mask. Now I might be courteous. I might do it for my coworkers, but I don't have to do it. I'm a liberal. I'm sick of it. And I've been triple vaccinated. And what I'm really sick of is people that say, well, Joe Biden said if you just wore your mask for 100 days, the pandemic would be over. Yeah, here's the problem. You didn't wear your mask for 100 days. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Connie from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Connie.
Hi. Hey, earlier today I was listening to Tom Hartman, and he had a trucker that called in and said what they can do is the Canadian police, they can arrest the truckers and have other truckers that don't like what they're doing drive away their trucks and then send them to the impound. And he said, well, what about them flattening tires? He said, well, there's a way, I don't know anything about the hydraulics, but there's a way that you can take air, because they use a lot of air as far as the hydraulics hauling the trailers, but you can air up the tires. They don't take much.
Yeah, right now the trucks are locked in. Like, you know, they've got the wheels locked down, right? So you can't just pull them out. Well, they make tools to, you can unlock the wheelbases. I mean, it's not an impossibility. I'm with you.
But, Connie, that seems like a lot of work. You know what I mean?
It is a lot. Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Should we
what
be?
What are they going to do?
Well, I have a few thoughts. Most of them are nonviolent thoughts, Connie. But, you know, arrest warrants, you know, I would start by using the local law enforcement. Why wouldn't you arrest these people? At some point, declare it an illegal assembly. What did Scott Walker do in the state of Wisconsin Capitol? He arrested us, or so they claim, for our conduct. And then you clear the streets and you do what you got to do and let the courts sort it out after the fact.
Well, the mayor of Ottawa, they've never faced stuff like this before. And so they're kind of stymied. You know, they're asking for help from, you know, the province, and they're helping, you know, asking for help from their government.
Well, Connie, do they have the right to
people in there?
Do you think they have the right to protest in this fashion? If this was Occupy Wall Street instead of some anti-vaxxer truckers, would you have a different attitude?
So Occupy Wall Street was with people, wasn't it? And not trucks. That's shutting down businesses. They can't get their goods delivered to their stores. They can't, you know, people won't go down there. They're hurting businesses there.
Yes, ma'am, they are. Connie, appreciate you listening to this little business. We're going to take a short commercial break and more Devil's Advocates.
If I can take on 100,000 protesters, I can do the same across the world.